With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. American employers adding a better than expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets as well as frightened businesses and consumers. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports the economic statistics don't reflect that at all.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
Well, President Trump maintains his threat to keep a key Ivy League school in check. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
President Trump is re-upping his threat to strip Harvard University of its tax-exempt status. He's escalating a showdown with the first major college that has defied his efforts to crack down on campus activism. The president has questioned that status since the school refused to comply with the administration's demands for broad government and leadership changes, revisions to its admissions policy, and audits of how diversity is viewed on the campus. That prompted the administration to block more than $2 billion in federal grants to the institution. Ron Taylor reporting.
Aid workers say warehouses in Gaza looted as desperation for aid spikes after more than 2 months of Israel's blockade. Organizers say many of those have been hit by unidentified and armed people. This is SRN News. Okay, who is a regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Court of Session in Scotland says public schools cannot allow males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. That decision comes on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women. Now, a growing number of European governments are now doing an about-face, that in response to growing popular opposition. This is SRN News. It was an attack that upset people of all races and religions. An Illinois landlord has been sentenced for an unbelievable hate crime. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with that story.
73-year-old Joseph Chuba has been sentenced to 53 years in prison for the brutal murder of 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi and the attempted murder of his mother. The family had been renting rooms in Chuba's home in Plainfield, Illinois in October 2023 when Chuba, whose then-wife said he was agitated about the Israel-Hamas war, told Hanan Hashin her family had to leave because they were Muslim. Shaheen testified, "He told me, you as a Muslim must die." According to testimony, Chuba pulled out a knife and stabbed Shaheen more than a dozen times, then turned on her young son, stabbing the 6-year-old 26 times. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.